Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Grant. This is Courtney, your intake specialist. The call was dropped.
Yeah, the call, my phone was, kept cutting off.
Yeah, sorry for that. So this is a direct line to my desk. We're almost finished here. I just want to verify a couple things.
Sorry about the phone.
It's okay. It's okay. Did you have medical records of, or could you obtain medical records if needed?
Yes.
Okay. And you can provide them. Okay. You can invite them either electronically or through the mail or both.
Yes.
Okay. Who was the prescribing doctor that you were getting the injection from? Do you know their name or?
Dr. Elena Landon.
Okay. And then was that in Henderson?
Yes.
Very scary. It makes scary noises. We definitely need your help.
Elena Landon. Say, what was the last name again?
Elena Landon. L-A-N-G-D-O-N.
And, okay. All right, I found her. And she was your OBGYN. Okay, and then was there any other doctors that you had that you wanted to put on file, that, or is that the only doctors?
Yeah, that was the only doctor.
Okay, and then what type of, okay, so we're right here at the end. Was there a pharmacy that you used?
Walgreens.
Okay. And that's in Henderson?
Yeah.
Okay. And what type of treatment did you undergo due to the meningioma? Did you have to have it removed? Did you do any type of like radiation, chemotherapy? Was it cancerous?
Yes, it was radiation therapy.
Okay.
And, brain surgery.
Okay.
And in observation under the doctor for a few days in the hospital.
Okay. So you had to have the tumor removed, radiation, chemotherapy. Okay. All right. And then we do request emergency contact number just in case something is unfortunate to happen to you. Ms. Grant, this is just to make sure that we can continue the case for you and your loved ones. Typically, the only emergency contact is something unfortunate happens to you. So you can put somebody that lives with you or someone that doesn't live with you. Who would you like to put?
Someone that lives with me.
Okay. And who would you want to put? Do you have?
My son.
Okay.
Give me
what's
one second.
His name? Yeah.
His name is Deshaun Galligan.
Can you spell his name for me?
Yeah, D-E-S-H-A-E-N.
S-H-A-E-N or?
S-H-A-U-N.
U-N, okay. And then what's the last name is Galligan?
G-A-L-L-I-O-N.
Perfect. What's his phone number?
323-353-3203.
Perfect. All right. And that's your son. And you do give us permission to contact him if needed, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Was there any additional notes that you'd like me to add to the file to help support the case? Okay. You can always, yeah, you can always talk to the attorneys once you do that, and you can always add stuff. I'm just going to summarize really quick. Mrs. Grant, you are filing a claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with a meningioma tumor after taking the Depo-Provera shot. You did not have an attorney at this time. You are a citizen and resident of the United States. Your date of diagnosis was 10/15/2015. And your date of birth was 3/31/1977, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You did use a brand name. You can confirm before injections for a minimum of a year before diagnosis. Your start date was approximately 2/5/2010 to 9/9/2015. And we have Gregory Logan Duns as your neurosurgeon. And then we also have Elena Lannon as your OBGYN, Walgreens Pharmacy in Henderson, Nevada. You have medical records. And then I have Deshaun Galligan, your son, as your primary contact. Does that all sound correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. So have you ever used the DocuSign agreement?
No.
Okay, I'll walk you through it. Which pharmacy was it? Was it the one on Boulder Highway, Arroyo Grande, or Horizon Ridge?
Boulder Highway.
Okay. Okay, so it's pretty self-explanatory. Just give me 1 second. The system's going to generate some documents. This is just for you to review and sign while I'm on the phone with you about everything that we just talked about. So hold on 1 second. Henderson. I just have to put this information in really quick. That's not it. Hold on. Henderson Hospital. Okay. Okay, so the DocuSign, I'm going to send it to you via text message and also via email, whatever is easier for you to open. It's pretty self-explanatory. What you're going to do is once you receive the link, you're going to want to click review and sign. You're going to want to adopt and sign a signature. It's going to ask you to adopt and sign a signature with your finger. And then you're going to tap all the fields where it's asking for your signature and then press finish. If you want to put me on speakerphone while you do it, that's completely fine. Also,
yeah.
Just make sure everything looks right. Everything, the spelling, addresses, phone numbers, everything looks right on the file when you receive it. The text message is the easiest way to do it, so that's what I prefer you opening. So just let me know when you get.
Okay, I got the text message.
Okay, yeah, so go ahead and open the text message.
Did you go look at that?
Okay.
Okay, so I just
yeah, so what does it say to do?
It said I'm gonna sign.
Yeah. So click review and sign. Mm-hmm. Okay, you finished? Okay, let me go ahead and check it. Okay, so now that what's happening, you can actually download it right then, or it's going to send you a PDF file regardless to your email once you're finished for your records, okay? So just before we wrap up the call, I just want to emphasize, you know, how important you are in this process. This is your case. We can only help you if you are responsive when the attorneys reach out to you. Basically, you know, you don't want to discuss this with any other law firm. This is going to be a legal contract between you and the firm. So it's really important you don't discuss it because they may represent you. And then also, like, any supporting documents that you can help to bring to the case, you know, or help build the case, we ask you to go ahead and do so. And then just moving forward, if you have any questions, you can contact me on this 949 number. I am sending you the attorney's information too. I'm just trying to pull this up to see the attorneys that you've been assigned to so that you know when they call what the phone number is to look out for. So hold on 1 second. Let me look.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so that just kind of makes it easier. I know some people don't. Okay. So the law firm that you've been assigned to is Pulaski Law. Pulaski Law and Robin, with co-counsel Robin Law. So if someone calls you from saying, you know, this is Pulaski Law or Robin Law, co-counsel, or so forth, you want to make sure that you return their call or that you answer that call. They will call you from a 909 phone number. It's 909-906-3862. Okay?
Okay.
I text you their phone number so you have it. And then again, just keep an eye out for that call. They probably won't call you it's Tuesday? They may call you by Friday, but not, they'll call you at the first of next week.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
And yeah, if you have any questions, you give me a call. Don't hesitate. You can even text me if that's easier.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Of course. I wish you and your family the best of luck, and I really hope you get the compensation that you deserve, and you have a happy holiday.
You do, Sam. Happy holiday to you, too.
Bye-bye.